as your body grows bigger.
Your mind must flower, it's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', a chip off the block of your favorite Schoolhouse, Schoolhouse Rock.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three. It's the magic number. In the past, in the present, in the future, faith and hope and charity. In the heart, in the brain, in the body, you'll give you three. It's a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. And it takes three wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle.
Yeah.
And every triangle. No more, no less. You won't have to guess. Now there's three. Can you see that it's a magic number?
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yeah, they did. And there were three in the family. Oh, and that's a magic number.
I better do that. It's skinny as it is.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Hooking up words and phrases that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains, on down to the sea. You should always say thank you.
Oh, you say please.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Hooking up words and phrases and clauses and complex sentences like
early in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often encounter a duck and a drake. And I ask myself as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak, although I know that that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up two cars, making them run right.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, conjunction, junction, conjunction, junction, conjunction, junction, conjunction,
of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. See, Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. See, Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. Mr. Morton walks, Mr. Morton talks, Mr. Morton reads, Mr. Morton loves. Mr. Morton walked down the street, yeah, Mr. Morton walked, and Mr. Morton talked to his favorite cat. Yeah, Mr. Morton talked.
What's up, cat?
And Mr. Morton was a lonely man. Yeah, Mr. Morton was. And Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. See, Mr. Morton knew just one girl. Yeah, Mr. Morton knew. And Mr. Morton grew flowers with pearl. Yeah, Mr. Morton grew. And Mr. Morton was very shy. Yeah, Mr. Morton was. See, Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. See, Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. Mr. Morton walks, Mr. Morton talks, Mr. Morton reads, Mr. Morton loves. The subject is a noun, that's a person, place or thing, it's who or what the sentence is about. And then the predicate's a verb, that's an action word that gets the subject like up and out. Mr. Morton wrote Pearl a poem.
Say what?
Yeah, Mr. Morton wrote. Pearl replied in the afternoon.
How she replied?
She replied by note. Mr. Morton was very nervous. Yeah, Mr. Morton was. And Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. The cat stretched, the sun beat down, a neighbor had chased his kid. And each sentence is completed, but only when you know exactly what the subject did. See, Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. And Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence and what the predicate says he does. Mr. Morton walks, Mr. Morton talks, Mr. Morton reads, Mr. Morton loves. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, what the predicate says he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says he does. See, Mr. Morton knocked on her door. Yeah, Mr. Morton knocked. And Mr. Morton sat on her porch. Yeah, see, he sat and rocked. Mr. Morton was a nervous man. When she opened the door, he ran. And Mr. Morton climbed up the stairs. Yeah, Mr. Morton climbed again. Mr. Morton was a lonely man. Yeah, Mr. Morton was. Until Pearl showed up with a single rose. Who says women can't propose? See, Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says, he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says, he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says, he does. Mr. Morton walks, Mr. Morton talks, Mr. Morton reads, Mr. Morton loves. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says, he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says, he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says, he does. Mr. Morton walks, Mr. Morton talks, Mr. Morton reads, Mr. Morton loves. Yeah.
Mr. Morton DJs. It's the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Some tunes that I absolutely love. Covers of songs from Schoolhouse Rocks. Back in the day, we heard Skee-Lo with A Tale of Mr. Morton. Before that, Better Than Ezra and Conjunction Junction. Blind Melon started us off with Bob Durow's Three is a Magic Number. Yes, this is DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we're crate digging through flea markets, tag sales, swap meets, dusty attics, and your local Goodwill, bringing you music from the past century of recorded sound. And on this edition, I have a sampler from Trunk Records, which will be coming up. Great record label. But before that, I'm going to do Left Off the Charts, featuring an album that faded into obscurity for no good reason. And okay, I was talking with somebody the other day, and we were talking about music, and somebody mentioned Neil Diamond, and somebody in the room said, oh no, I hate Neil Diamond, no way. But I have to admit, there is one Neil Diamond album that I like, and it's probably his least known and least listened to album. It is the soundtrack to the Hal Barrett film Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and it was released in 1973 on CBS Records. Had hundreds of musicians literally on this album, musical direction by Tom Catalano. So let's hear some selections from Jonathan Livingston Seagull from 1973, Neil Diamond.
Transcend. Purify. Glorious. Thank you. transcend. Purify. Glorious. Thank you.
painted sky, where the clouds are hung for the poet's eye. You may find him if you may find him there on a distant shore, by the wings of dreams, through an open door. You may know him. There's a page that aches for a word which speaks on a theme that is timeless, while the sun god will make for your day sing. There's a song in search of a voice that is silent, and the one God will make for your way.
Music from Jonathan Livingston Seagull by Neil Diamond. We heard Anthem, B, Skybird, Dear Father, and B. That's my selection for Left Off the Charts. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Courtesy of Chip Colkert of Out of the Woods, I have some announcements here of what's happening in the musical world in and around New Hampshire. Coming up at the Tupelo Music Hall in Londonderry on February 8th, Kathleen Edwards with Sarah Cahooney will be performing. I hope I get that right. It could be Cahoon. Could be, well, at any rate. And that'll be on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Liz Longley has a CD release concert as well. For more information, visit TupeloHall.com. On February 9th, coming up at the Round Room Coffee House in Mount Vernon, they'll be having their monthly open mic with headliner Greg Gage. For more information, visit RoundRoomCoffeeHouse.com. Also on February 9th at the Simple Gifts Coffee House in Nashua, a singer-songwriter showcase featuring Timothy Jackson Scott. And at Deb Chesham's House Concert Series on Sunday, February 10th. Dave Gunning will be performing. For more information, contact Deb at pfmsconcerts.org. And on February 16th at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction, Vermont, Cheryl Wheeler will be performing. For more information, visit tupelohallvermont.com. Well, Trunk Records, which is out of England, is one of the quintessential thrift shop record labels, releasing music from, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago that has been kind of moldering away in basements, in attics, and great music that deserves to be revisited and reheard. Their record sampler is called Refined Lard. Quite the interesting name, but I'll actually be commenting on that in a little bit and telling you what that means in the words of Johnny Trunk, Refined Lard. For more information, you can also check out trunkrecords.com. But let's get started with this sampler. Here's Max Harris in a tune called Gurney Slade.
Lesson 1. Basic Hip. Basic to hip is the concept of digging, to dig. Mr. Geats Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes,
but... Well, dig, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, when you pick up on something, you dig it, you dig?
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Dig, it's like... No, it's more like in music, you dig? You know what is a quarter tone? Like you get a note in there between C and C sharp, and that's its own sound, you know? I mean, you can't call it C because it isn't. That's like dig. Dig means dig. Like if you don't dig and you say dig, I dig where you're at. Like on the wrong cat, it's the wrong word, dig.
Ladies and gentlemen, now you begin to see one of our problems with the hip language. Each hip word or phrase carries with it an implication of the speaker's background and his involvement in hip society. In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.
Chapeau de paille, tu souris et puis tu bailles et t'endors dans la lumière. Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez, dormant dans la lumière. Saint-Tropez. Dans les yeux de tes filles, il y a la joie de la vie, et toutes les folies, et toutes les fureurs Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez. de Santa Fe. Il est dit roux comme un regret. Les syllabes de ton nom, Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez, quel est donc ton secret, Saint-Tropez? Tes filles et tes voiles sous les étoiles, le soleil sur tes dalles, ta folle vanité, Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez. De New York ou de Babel, ils viennent dépenser leur or. Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez, ton rire étincelle, Saint-Tropez. We'll be right back.
The world is far. The world is wide. A man needs someone. By his side, the world is deep, the world is high, and no one knows the reason why. Seasons come, and the seasons go. The summer fruit, and the winter snow. But here we are. Here we stay. Until the time to go away. Oh, they say there's a land that is great and is grand. There's no fear and no pain. We will all live again, and everyone will find the ones they love. Someone by his side, the world is deep, the world is high, and no one knows. Reason why.
Could only be Eden Abbez's beautiful song called The Wanderer. Or it could be a poem. All right. Before that, we heard Marnie Nixon with Very Contrary Mary, Maximilian and the Snake, Marie Laferrette and Saint Tropez Blues, Del Close and John Brent with Basic Hip, and Max Harris, Gurney Slade. And these are all from the Trunk Record sampler, Refined Lard. And this is what Johnny Trunk has to say about refined lard. Lard used to be very popular, a household staple, in fact. Then it stopped being popular as modern alternatives were found. Then years later, it started to get popular once again, when people rediscovered how good it actually was in the first place, and how crap the modern alternatives were. In some respects, a lot of the music here has a similar trajectory. Loved, forgotten, rediscovered. This is where their similarities might end, and I'm glad I could think of something to link lard and music, as otherwise the whole stupid idea of using an old Sainsbury lard packet as artwork for a cheap musical sampler would be even more ridiculous than I thought. Thinking on a bit more, lard is very cheap, and so is the sampler. Anyway, the cues on this release are culled from the last couple of years of trunk activity. Some have been issued physically, some only digitally, some not until now. There are some classic British recordings, a French one, some American ones, some jazz, some folk, some advert things, and all date between 1946 and last month. But together the sampler will give you a fine and inexpensive taste of what I do with the label. I must also point out that one or two of these recordings come from acetates, others from scarce old scratched records. One comes from a terrible field recording, and a few from old reel-to-reel tapes. So, the sound quality varies a bit here and there, but if I can deal with it, I'm sure you can too. Also, my remastering man is on holiday, so there's another good excuse for variable sound. And of course, if you don't like the CD, melt it down and make a cake or some fuel or pig food or something with it, or crumble it up and make some pastry with it, just like you're supposed to do with lard. All right. For more information on these recordings, artists, or to buy complete albums and much more, you can head over to www.trunkrecords.com. It's loads of fun, I know. I've been there, and it's a really great time, and they just have unbelievable releases that you will not find anywhere else. So we're going to dig into some more refined lard, a Trunk Records sampler.
Willow, weep for me, and your branches green along the stream that flows to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone, my lover's dream, lovely summer's dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend over.
to me is what your eyes are, soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you'll fulfill the promise of a thrill, star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it that loveliness of yours. All my life I felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are.
Thank you.
Old tapes and records, old tapes and records, chipped 78s with dings. These are a few of my favorite things. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. We heard another set from Refined Lard, a Trunk Records sampler. That was the Paul Smith Quartet with My Favorite Things. Carol Creveling before that with Star Eyes. Frank Hunter and Temple Spirits before that. Helen Merrill, Willow, Weep For Me. And we started that set off with Johnny Trunk and Kenwood 2. Well, I've got a little bit of information for radio lovers out there. In Europe, Laser 558 is going back on the air on shortwave. The original Laser 558 tribute site will be on shortwave broadcasting to Europe and beyond from 1900 to 00 UTC, Fridays through Sundays every week. So for more news, you can check out their website at www.laser558.eu. That'll be nice to have an old station renewed again on shortwave. That's Laser 558. I'm going to go back to the 70s again with some vinyl that I found at Pitchfork Records in Concord. This was one of my favorite albums back when I was about 18 years old. I'm going to revisit a couple of tunes from it. Michael Franks, the album is Sleeping Gypsy.
Starts to cry. The lady wants to know the reason why. Daddy's just like Coltrane. Baby's just like Miles. The lady's just like heaven when she smiles. Lady wants to know, she wants to know the reason, got to know the reason why. This man has got to go, this man is always leaving, how he hates to say goodbye. What she doesn't know is there really is no reason, really is no reason. Like Coltrane, baby's just like mine. just like heaven when she smiles. Lady wants to know, she wants to know the reason. Got to know the reason why this man has got to go. This man is always leaving. How he hates to say goodbye. What she doesn't know, it's you.
You're tuned to non-commercial community radio for the Sunapee and Kearsarge regions, WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Jen Paul shapes motifs gathered from the middle of the ocean and the sky above it, a possible soundtrack for the interplay these natural entities sustain. Bridgetown Records has released Jen Paul's No Lakes, which is a combination of her cassette 1965 Ghost, plus a brand new recording, Cherry Sap. This is like a gossamer lo-fi Cocteau Twins, absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. Music you'll want to explore in depth. I'm DJ Frederick, shoegazing.
Earth, sky.
Scientists in Scotland said in late 2012 that global populations of marine mammals, such as whales and dolphins, are being observed far too little, making it hard to protect them.
They said it's only possible to identify harmful influences if data on marine organisms are collected regularly. And it's not, apparently. The Scottish scientists have created a world map indicating that only 1/4 of the world's ocean surface has been surveyed for whales and dolphins in recent decades.
These researchers combed through more than 400 studies conducted between 1975 and 2005. They digitized thousands of maps and found what they called alarming gaps in our knowledge of whales and dolphins in much of the ocean. The most extensive observations, they say, have taken place in the waters of economically strong nations in the Northern Hemisphere, such as the U.S. and Europe.
Antarctic waters also have good coverage from the International Whaling Commission, which is monitoring the reduction of minke whale populations by Japanese whalers. But otherwise, according to these researchers, vast areas of Southern Hemisphere ocean have not been surveyed at all in the past decades with respect to their whale and dolphin populations.
We have more about this study at earthsky.org. Search for the words whale research. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
Okay, this is DJ Frederick back with you, getting ready to kind of wind down the thrift shop for this week. But I'd like to attempt to play a paper plate. Yes, that's right, a paper plate, which was a record was pressed onto the paper plate by Mike Dixon at People in a Position to Know. And it was basically housed in a beautiful letterpress sleeve created in an edition of 100 copies. So the fidelity may not be so great, but I want to try this anyway. And appreciate you hanging in with me. This is Eli Moore, a lathe-cut paper plate, a song called Underground Houses.
Water, underground houses,
All right, Eli Moore and Underground Houses. This is DJ Frederick, the Radio Thrift Shop, on the hunt for overlooked music and broadcast ephemera from the past century of recorded sound. Wherever you are on the planet, I want to say thank you for listening. Take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. And take good care of those you love. I'll be back soon with another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.